Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Around this time, you start looking out. I remember around this time when I was a teenager, you'd start looking out for a summer job. And I think it's some of the summer jobs I worked in Bourne's Electronics back in the day down in Mahon. I loved that job, absolutely loved that job. And I worked in Roche Stores. Loved that there. Worked at a bakery. Wasn't so hot about the bakery. Didn't really like... They're a great bakery and the company's still with us today, Cuthbert's. I worked in Cuthbert's out in Bishopstown. Used to cycle out there. I wasn't a great fan of that particular job. But I always had something to do in the summertime. I liked to work. I liked to have my own money. And I wasn't that young when I went out working. But I liked to have something to do. We hear a lot these days of, you know, parents who are reluctant to let their youngsters out to work for fear they'd be exploited or undervalued. You know, and people think sometimes, well, they've time enough to work, don't they? They've time enough to worry about jobs and worry about work. Let them enjoy their youth. Let them enjoy their teens. Dr. Harry Barry is the co-author of one of the best books I ever read about being a parent. It was called Flagging the Screenagers. He wrote it in association with Enda Murphy, and it's been out for quite a number of years now. And if you are a parent of teenagers or about to become a parent of teenagers, go and get this book. It's a fine piece of writing, and one constantly refers back to it. And it's good to talk to Harry again. It's been a while. Dr. Harry Barry, would you be thinking that it's a bad idea if our teenagers don't work? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Yeah, I would be slightly concerned that we're really tending to be slightly overprotective of our young people now. Like in our time, PJ, we do sound like a pair of dinosaurs. There's no doubt that the summertime was regarded as a great opportunity to go out, experience a little bit of life, make a few bob. Do you know what I mean? Let's be blunt about it. That was the key. It wasn't very much, but it was very important to us at that stage in our lives. But you know, for me, really, there are wonderful things associated with going out and doing, say, part time work, whatever that part time work, whether it's working in the local supermarket, whether it's working in a cafe or a hotel or whatever the particular part-time job is. And, you know, these are the benefits from my point of view. The first one, and like we're talking nonstop since COVID about the fact that so many of our children are socially anxious and they've had so little opportunity to practice social skills, you know, where they're just this simple thing of conversing and chatting and communicating with other people. And what a wonderful opportunity during the summertime to get out and face what I call real life. And that's what we're protecting our young people from. And I think that's how can we develop resilience if we don't expose our young people fairly quickly to the realities of life. And the realities of life are, you know, that we have to work, that we have to earn money, that we have to learn to get on with other people, that we have to learn to communicate with other people. These are wonderful skills to learn.
Are parents a little bit overprotective of their 16 and 17-year-olds compared to how our parents were?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't know what it was like in your time, PJ, but certainly in my time, by the age of 17 or 18, not only were you meant to be an adult, which obviously we weren't, but you were meant to be gone. I think, in other words, the idea that, say, somebody of 19 or 20 or 21 would actually be still hanging around the house was unheard of. You were gone. You were doing something. You were either gone to college or you were working in whatever shape or form that work took. So the idea, for example, that say young people would not be able to do part-time work, for example, that would be accepted as absolutely not just normal, but you'd be expected to be out there and doing something. In other words, the last place parents wanted you was under their feet at home. They wanted you out and doing things. But I am concerned about this. Like, if we're going to protect our young people in such a way that we can, say, give them unlimited access to spending time online, do you know what I mean, in their social media feeds, but refuse to kind of expose them to real life where they have to, like, the realities of working in any situation means that you have to learn to give and take. You have to learn that life's not fair. Sometimes things will happen to you when you're in those situations that you mightn't regard as very fair, but that's real life, and we have to learn how to cope with it. We have to learn that life is full of discomfort, PJ, do you know what I mean? And sometimes we'll be doing jobs that are boring, that we don't particularly like, do you know what I mean? But that's life, and if we want to get on in life, we have to learn to adjust to those things. We also have to learn, most of all, I mean, my last book was all about the power of connection, this really important skill of learning to communicate with each other. And how in God's name can we learn to really communicate with each other face to face unless we get out there and start experiencing this in real life? And my goodness, you know, if you have to, for example, learn to manage disgruntled customers or difficulties or difficult managers or whatever, but you know, in the process of doing that, you learn skills and you learn how to manage situations. And of course, those are the things that matter in real life, by the way. So when future employers are looking at you, they're not looking at how many points you got in your leaving cert. They're looking at how good are you in these kind of areas. These are the things that really matter.
I remember one of my first ever jobs, Harry. I worked in retail, and coming home after being given out to by one of the managers, and I said it to my dad. I said, "He's a horrible man." And he goes, "Hang on a second, what did you do?" I said, "Well," and I told him, it was a minor thing. "Well, you deserved it." He said, "You're not supposed to do that. You deserved it. That's life."
Yes, your dad was really wise. He was trying to say to you, look, you know, the reality is you're going to be asked to do things, and a lot of the time you mightn't be happy about doing them, or you mightn't do them properly, and you'll be pulled up. And, you know, that's part of learning. You know, another critical key resilience skills for young people is learning how to fail. And, you know, often we're going to be given tasks when we're out in these temporary working situations that we might make a mess of, and we mightn't do it properly, and somebody might pull us up. But, you know, how do we learn if we don't make mistakes? That's part of life. That's part of learning. So for me, this is all about future resilience. I couldn't care less, and I may sound terrible, how many points you have in your leaving cert. I want to know, are you developing these life skills that'll allow you to cope with real life when it comes along? And life will always come along.
I took a call one morning a few months ago about a woman whose daughter had gone to work in, we'll say now for argument's sake, the local centre. It could have been something different. But she was astounded and very upset that her daughter didn't qualify for the full minimum wage. Now, by virtue of her age, she didn't. She felt her daughter was being exploited. I said, well, actually, no, it's her first job. She's new to the business. But I think some parents have lost their grip on that, Harry. They're very protective.
Yes, I think here we go again. I mean, the whole point of this is, if I were a parent, I would be saying, this is, you're not allowing your child to go out and do this necessarily to make a lot of money. You're making them go out to do, or you're allowing them to go out and do this because you want them to learn a little bit about the skills of life. So in fact, they should nearly be paying you, or you should be paying them for the joy of your child learning these skills. Whereas in reality, you want them to get top dollar when they have absolutely no life experience, no skills, do you know what I mean? And that's not real life. And of course, that's a great learning thing for the young person that, you know, I'm not going to start off on top dollar. A lot of these young people feel that I'm going to walk into maybe college, walk into my degree, walk into a job that's going to pay me really highly and everything's going to be wonderful. Good luck. Do you know what I mean? That's not real life. Real life is it's going to be a struggle, do you know?
Let me come back to one or two things you said earlier on. You mentioned anxiety and the commonness, if that's a word, of anxiety these days. Every second teenager you hear of has anxiety. Where did it all come from, Harry Berry?
Well, my belief is that if you know, there's a great line, if I want to be truly miserable, all I have to do is give myself my total undivided attention. So unfortunately, what we're allowing our young people to do is to spend all of their time focusing in on themselves and comparing themselves to other people, particularly through social media. And my belief that a lot of anxiety is coming from playing this kind of rating game, you know, of ourselves and of others. Now, if I'm getting out there in real life and experiencing what it's like to be in the real world, then to be blunt about it, I don't have the time or the energy to be involved in this self-introspection. And I'm also getting skills that are going to make it a lot easier. So when I have to go out into real life and face, say, going to college in a totally new situation, which many, many young people find very anxiety forming. But if I've already experienced those type of situations where I've had to go out and you know, push myself forward, you know what I mean, in certain situations, well, then I'm a lot less likely to be like.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So are a lot less likely to be anxious. Mm-hmm. So I think from my point of view, parents are, you know, with the best of intentions, are almost creating the perfect environment for ego anxiety. And perfect, also, they, you know, they're forgetting that socializing is a critical part of learning, of life's learning skills. And if we don't allow them into those situations, we then expect them to suddenly have these skills when they move on in life. So I would say to any parent who's really serious about reducing the level of anxiety, expose your child to the realities of life, then you'll find that they cope a lot better.
I'm talking lately with a lot of young people. Two items we did recently come to mind in particular. One was a young columnist here last week, and I said to her, if you could undiscover social media, would you undiscover it? And she answered me instantly, yes. And a couple of weeks ago, we had pupils on from a school here who'd given up their phones for a few weeks, and they both said to me, God, the change in my life. Have we got to a point now, Dr. Harry Berry, where social media, while when it arrived in the scene, it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, now we're beginning to see maybe it wasn't?
Well, funny enough, PJ, I've been arguing for 10 years, a long, long before this discussion took place, that I was very concerned that this was going to have a huge impact on the mental health of our young people, and it's proven to be exactly as I predicted. Do you know what I mean? So in many ways, I think social media is a nightmare for a lot of young. I talked to many a young person who would say, "I wish to God I didn't have to be involved in this world, but I feel I have to." So they feel this terrible pressure. But the reality of social media is it's stopping them talking to each other. If they put away their phones and had to actually communicate directly with one another, of course they would self-solve amongst themselves many, many problems and difficulties and issues. So what I'm very actually delighted with is I've talked to a lot of principals of many schools, and I'm absolutely thrilled to hear more and more and more principals saying, I'm banning them in my school. They're going to be put away. I have one particular principal who came up with the idea of putting the phone into kind of a clear container so that it could be seen whether you're taking. And he said this idea was taking off good, and I was delighted with that. So as far as I'm concerned, but there's two sets of people have to be involved here. Well, three sets, really. Schools, principals, teachers, I think, are fully behind this idea. I think lots of them would love to see phones just, you know, parked during school days. But the second group that have to really start taking responsibility here are parents. And I beg parents, and I really beg them, please do not give your child a phone until they're 13 or 14. And I've been begging that for years. But what I'm hearing now is like up to 25% of six-year-olds are getting phones, up to 50% of 9 to 10-year-olds are getting phones.
It's a topic that came up actually just last week, yeah. Harry, where we were. Yeah. I was talking, yeah, about communion season getting underway soon and the number of 8 and 9-year-olds who will get mobile phones. Big mistake?
Big, big, big mistake. Like if you know, you are almost damning your child to anxiety, to shame, to kind of confusion, to sexual confusion, to relationship confusion, if you hand that child a smartphone at 8 or 9 years of age. Their brains are not designed to cope with the barrage of information coming in. Even the 13, 14-year-old, their brains are not really fully developed to a point where they can manage this. And I know there are many countries that feel that maybe we shouldn't be giving these till they're about 16. And personally, it would be my own personal opinion that the later they get them, the better. But so if you love your child and you care about your child, you think long and hard before you hand that phone over to them. And don't go on with this nonsense of, oh, everybody else is giving them a phone. You're the parent. It's your child. You know, and I know certain families where they've taken a very strong, and the children of those families are totally happier. You can see the huge difference in the children where they're not being exposed to this to the children who are. So I have no doubt in my mind that down the road, we mark you, in 5 years, there will be a united feeling among parents, teachers, everybody. This is not a good idea, and we will. And secondly, I think the companies who run these are making a fortune on our children. And you, the parent, are allowing these companies to prey on your children, to make fortunes on your children. So you should go away and have a little think about, it's not good enough to say it's the child's problem. I'm the parent till they're 18. I have the responsibility. And I know I sound like an old dinosaur again, but I really feel it's a job of parent to parent. Not to be liked, but to parent. Do you know what I mean? They're really, really important.
That could cover a great deal of what we've spoken about the last few minutes. Dr. Harry Barry, a pleasure to speak with you again. Thank you very much.
Not at all, PJ. A pleasure, now.
We'll talk again, Harry Barry. I would safely say that I wouldn't have the relationship I have today with my kids, particularly with my daughter, if I hadn't read Harry's book, Harry and DeMurphy, the book Flagging the Screenagers. I recommend it to anybody.
Cork's 96 FM.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.